Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
The entertainment that keeps me going.
On Mix 104.1.
Does Annie owe an apology to her new upstairs neighbors? What happened?
So I would like to preface this by saying I'm a very kind and understanding person. I like to think so.
I think so.
So there were two girls that, in my apartment building. There's five units. It's really, really small. And so these people were moving in. They were super nice. Introduced myself. I was throwing the trash out. They were moving in. Wicked, wicked nice. Whatever. And so obviously we go to bed very early. You know, and I would never expect someone to understand that or also go to bed at 7:30 p.m.
Not in their 20s.
Not normal. This is not normal.
Not anyone.
No, honestly.
Regardless of your age.
And so I get into bed about 8 o'clock, 8:15, and I usually fall asleep right away. I read my book, pass out, whatever. I wake up around 9:30 to what sounds just like metal scraping across a wood floor.
That's a pleasant sound.
No. And I'm like, what is happening? And again, I knew they were moving in. It seemed like they just wanted to get everything done. And I was like, cool, totally understand. I get that feeling of just wanting it to be over, right?
Who moves in on a Monday night?
That is number one, Dan. Number one.
Doesn't your building have rules?
And what so kind of heathens?
I'm laying there, and I'm like, okay, it's okay. And I can sleep through anything. Honestly, there could be a tornado, and I would sleep through it. Just because, for, you know, living in college and living with other people, you get used to it. So I'm laying there, and it sounds like there is 6,000 people with Timberland boots doing an aerobic class, and also the metal scraping across the floor. So I'm laying there, trying to fall asleep, and I can feel my blood start to boil. And I've been working on my anger and my how reactive I can be.
Woosah.
So I'm like, it's okay, it's all right. And it gets to be 10:30, and Rob's laying next to me. He's like, it's okay. Do you want me to go say anything? It's okay. They'll be done soon. And it just got to the point I was like, nope. And I shot out of bed. He's like, oh my God. I put on a sweatshirt. Now I'm like shaking. My eyes are half closed. Mm-hmm. And I go up there and I knock on the door. And
was it like a, or a?
No, I would never bang on someone's door. I knocked. And, you know, they answered and they said, hi. And I was like, hi, are you guys going to be done anytime soon?
Did they know who you were at that point?
So it wasn't
them. They'd been already.
Yeah, no, but it wasn't them.
It wasn't them who answered the door. It was another person, just a family member probably helping them move.
Right. So they have no idea who you are.
No idea.
Right.
And so I was like, hi, are you guys going to be done anytime soon? And they're like, oh, well, you know, we're just moving in. And I was like, no, I know. I just wasn't sure. You know, it's a weeknight. It's getting to be really late. And they're like, oh, we're putting a bed together.
And so I'm they like, probably don't even realize what you're upset about at this point.
Well, I don't know how you
they
couldn't
not?
Be.
They're making a racket.
You like, know people live underneath you.
And it's a Monday night at 10. Like, I wouldn't have gone up there if it was 8:15 right. or 8:30. Nope. I right. get that. I understand that. Mm. I am abnormal in this situation. But they're like, oh, well, we're just putting a bed together. And I was like, it's a Monday. I don't know what the math is. Not mathing here. It's just not computing in my head. And I tried to be as kind and as nice as possible. But I was like, listen, I'm sorry. I get up, like, my alarm was going off at 3:25 tomorrow morning. Is there any chance you guys are going to be done soon? And they were like, yep. And so I went back downstairs and I could hear like a couple more movements and then it was
silent.
And
then they were done.
There it is.
I'm with you, a victim, straight to jail.
But then like the guilt starts to set in because I'm like, I kind of feel bad. I understand in a certain way that they just wanted to get everything done. But on the other hand, I mean, there, like, there's an older couple that lives across the hall from me. There's a family below me. So it's,
well, they couldn't hear any of it. You absorbed all that noise for them,
honestly,
which was nice
I'm
of
sure
you.
I did.
And hey, Saturday afternoons exist. Move then.
Honestly.
You don't know what their schedule was. It was a little aggressive for me, a little aggressive to not just be a little bit kinder when you went and knocked on the
Carson,
door.
Carson, when I told you so this stupid. Story, you were like, I absolutely would have done the same exact thing.
I agree with you of going up there and knocking on the door, but I'm concerned about maybe the woman that answered the door had no idea who you were or what you were upset about is the only problem.
They're making a racket at 10:30.
Obviously, she knew I lived downstairs. I was in boxers in a sweatshirt.
Oh, now you got her riled up.
Dominique, good morning. What's up?
Good morning. Hey, I think Annie is right to be mad. Absolutely. She's right to be mad. But I do think she could go back and be nice and but definitely double down. Like, you know, bake some cookies, but then, like, you know, be very clear. Like, yo, I get up at 3:30 a.m. This kind of foolishness shall not be happening.
Take these cookies, but don't ever disrespect me.
What do you think about... Thanks, Neek. We appreciate it. What do you think about Neek's idea to bake some cookies and take them upstairs?
Well, I would like to have a conversation. Just be like, hey, listen, I hope I didn't come off aggressive. I never want to make someone feel unwelcome. This is just the situation.
Well, yeah, and see, and that's what I'm saying, is they don't know any of that. So
but I explained that to them, Carson.
They do.
So I don't understand.
Yeah. I feel like she said everything, you know. Yeah. There wasn't just, shut up!
No.
It was, I get up. It is very late. It is a school night. There are kids in the building. There's an old person in the building. Maybe just.
Just don't, maybe put a bed together the second you get there.
From the 978, those poor people probably slept on a mattress on the floor last night.
So, you know, every single time I moved into a new place in college, my mom and I slept on an air mattress or slept on a mattress on the floor. It's okay. You can do it.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.